Good morning, family. God bless you. Pastor Will Nichols here, and welcome again to 5 Minutes to Live By. Just 5 minutes of your time to share a word with you, something inspirational, something that'll bless you from this previous weekend sermon that the Lord has given us. So I hope that this is blessing you, and if so, share it. Let other people know. Not only are we live on Facebook and YouTube, but we are also on all your major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcast, anywhere you look, you can probably find us. So let's jump into our word today, which is the man serving as the priest of his home, the priest of his home. Remember, there are four roles that I believe that every man must effectuate or perform in the family. He must be the priest, the prophet, the provider, and the protector. Let's look at the priest today. And in 1 Peter 2:9, the Bible says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath sent you out of darkness into his marvelous light." A royal priesthood. The priest in this role is very important, and I list it as the first one because before we can do all the other ones, we got to go to God. An advocate, the royal priesthood, an advocate. An advocate is a person who pleads on someone else's behalf. And the priest is the one that goes to God to plead on behalf of the people. And so as the head of the family, the man is the priest who goes to God to plead on behalf of his family, to plead on behalf of his wife, and to plead on behalf of his children. And what is he pleading for? What is he advocating for? He's advocating for the word, for atonement, for worship, for praise, and for leadership. These areas are so important for the family, because without it, the family perishes. Where there is no vision, that's part of one of the things that he gets from the word, the people perish. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Where there's no word, the people are destroyed. Where there's no direction and leadership, where does a leader get his marching orders? All of this stuff comes from God. What about the worship and the praise of God? How does a family, how do children learn to love your God, to worship your God, to praise your God? Someone has to lead out, be the advocate, to invite God into the atmosphere of praise, to send that family and teach that family how to worship their God. This is the advocate. This is our role. Here's what the Bible said. And the reason why I put this on the men, because the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ has loved the church. Now, 1 John 2 says, "My little children, these things write I you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." So if we mess up, if we screw up, somebody is pleading on our behalf. That's Jesus Christ. Now, if that's what Jesus does for us collectively, and the Bible says, husbands, you do the same thing with your wives, then that's what we're called to do, to be that advocate, to go get that direction, to go get that word. Moses went to the mountain and came back with the word. That word was discipline. That word was instruction. That word was vision. That word was everything that the people needed. The priest had to go and get it for the people. He was the advocate. I want us to understand how important it is, because without it, then, like I said before, we perish, we are directionless, we are destroyed, we lack knowledge, we lack information, we give up. And so many times when there's no priest in the family, that family just gives up. They quit. They say, "I have nowhere to go. I see no vision. I see no hope." One of the things that I did, both as a, that I do as a priest of my church, but also priest of my family, is I pride the vision. Sometimes that vision is just keep moving forward, keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting God. I tell every man, you're a bus driver. drive your bus. If somebody want to ride, they'll get on. If they don't want to ride, they'll get off. But you keep driving. You keep being that leader, being that praiser, being that worshiper. Are y'all listening to me? Being that studier of God's word, being that deliverer. We're going to talk about that a little bit on tomorrow. But it, because if I'm going to deliver the word, I must first go get the word. If I'm going to show the way, I must go get the way. I'm not talking to anybody right now. This is what we're called to do. We are the priests. We are the advocates. Every man must be the priest of his home. Every man must be the praiser, must be the worshiper, must be the leader, must be the atoner, must be the word. This is so important. My time is up, but y'all do that for me. As a matter of fact, before I get off, if you have a male in your life, I want you to intercede for him this week. We're going to be doing this all this week long. During my morning prayer, we call out names. We speak them into the atmosphere. We put them in the chat. And if you want to take a minute and just place a person's name in the atmosphere, put it in the chat, go ahead and do that. I am praying for my son. I'm praying for my brothers. I'm praying for my pastor, who lost his spiritual mom this week. And I'm interceding for every brother. And if you're a female, I'm interceding for the men in your life, the husbands, the fathers, the sons, the brothers. We're interceding that they become priests of their families, that they become priest of their families. My time is up, but remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life and have an amazing day. Be blessed.